So it's a few days before Tisha B'Av. It's only natural that the topic we will be discussing today is the sugya, relevant sugya regarding coronavirus and fasting on Tisha B'Av. We spoke about this topic before Shavuos HaBetamiz and Parshas Pinchas, but today we will emphasize different points and different sources and have halachic analysis regarding fasting in times of epidemic. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sivav, we learn in Shulchan Aruch. Chaya Kol Shloshim, which means the Yeledes, a woman that had a baby, first 30 days. V'cholish etzorech lechoil, ein zorech oimed, ela machila noise meyad, de b'mukam choili loy gazru rabbanon. According to the vast majority of Poskim, unlike Yom HaKippurim, in which only pikuach nefesh could permit eating or drinking in Yom HaKippurim, because we're dealing with the Issachoras d'Oraisa, Tisha B'Av is different. And in Tisha B'Av, even a chodesh ha'ein bo sakana, it's permissible for him to eat or drink. Not everybody agrees on that point. Shalosh HaTshuvos Divrei Nechemia Simen Mem Aleph writes a letter to his Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Tzemach Tzedek's Tshuva is in Simen Mem Aleph. Divrei Nechemia's Tshuva is Simen Mem. And the Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek we also find in Shalosh HaTshuvos Tzemach Tzedek or Chaim Simen Kuf Yud. They maintain even Tisha B'Av, one cannot eat unless there is a sakana, at least a remote sakana, as in and his life might be in jeopardy. But that's a das yochid. According to the Taz of Magen Avraham, the vast majority of poskim l'dorei sayim, even though on various different halachas, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is the only fast day which is an entire 24-hour cycle. All the others are just Mi'alois HaShachar Atzei Sakechovim. There are many other halachas in which we see that Tisha B'Av has the same din as Yom Kippur, but not regarding Chayla. And besides the Tzemach Tzedek and the Divrei Nechemia, the other points can maintain every Chayla is entitled to eat on Tisha B'Av. Even a chodesh she'ein b'sakana. How do we define a chodesh she'ein b'sakana? So in my tshuvas I explained, and this opinion is based on Rabbeinu Yerucham and tshuvas harama. I quoted the sources 3 weeks ago in Parshas Pinchas that the definition of a chodesh regarding Tisha B'Av is the same as regarding Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin, Nofal Mishkav or Cholo Kol Gufoy. That is the definition of a choyle. The Shechan Och's lashon is choyle shu tzarich le'echol. There are so many people today in this modern world with the advance of medicine that have severe medical conditions. But as long as they are under supervision and they take their medication, they function as totally normal human beings. They feel well, function normally. Those people have no heter to eat on Yom Kippur or even Tisha B'Av, as long as they're doing well. Because the definition of a chayla regarding Shabbos or Tisha B'Av is not a potentially dangerous medical condition, but rather, how do you feel? What is your state right here and now? And I think that is what the Mechaber means when he writes, chayla shehu tzarich le'echol. A person that is ill and he needs to eat according to a subjective feeling or according to an objective medical opinion. But nevertheless, there's no need to be in sakon. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Kuf Nun Zayin. There's an amazing, fascinating tshuva of Chasam Sofer. It transpired that the Chasam Sofer was ill and he had to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, and that is what he did. So even before we learn the lumdus of this tshuva, it's noteworthy that Chasam Sofer wasn't a frommer. He wasn't a choyle sheyesh b'sakana. His life wasn't in jeopardy, but he ate and drank on Tisha B'Av because he was ill. And then the Chassam Sofer was in doubt. He had a sufek, could I be oila letoira? Because the meaning of the Chassam Sofer was to be oila letoira on Tisha B'Av by Mincha. Shechan Aruch quotes the Maharik. If you're not fasting on Bahab, Sheni, Chamisha, V'Sheni, you can't be oila letoira. And the Chassam Sofer writes three svaras to be machalek and differentiate between Bahab and Tisha B'Av. Svara number one. Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning. Sheni Chamisha V'Sheni, if you're not fasting, it's just like any other day. It's not a day that has any inherent and essential significance, but Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban Bayis, Tishana Churban Bayis Sheni, it's a day of Aveda, so even if you're not fasting, it's still Tisha B'Av. Svara number two. Even if you can't fast because you're ill and you have a heter to eat, but you still also berachitza b'siyicha b'ne'ilas asandl, there are chemishu inuyim. Svara number three, which is a great chiddush. Even if somebody has a heter to eat and drink on Tisha B'Av because of his medical condition, because he's a chayla, but he can't eat more than as is required by his medical condition. And therefore he still is considered Bein Hamis Anim. He still is fasting in a way, in a limited way, in a limited capacity, but he's still fasting because he cannot eat more than is required. And that's a chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. Reb Chaim Brisker's understanding, as we see in stencil, Ot Mem Hei, Reb Chaim said, "B'mukam choyli loy gazru rabbanan." That's the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch. So a choyla has no Tisha B'Av. There is no Tisha B'Av for a choyla, even a choyla she'en v'sakana. According to this Mahalach of Reb Chaim, it would seem to me, lo k'divrei Reb Chaim Sofer, Reb Chaim Sofer says, even a choyla she'en v'sakana, but he cannot eat more than is required, according to Reb Chaim, it's not Tisha B'Av by him. Famous story of the Briskarov, and it's so typical of the Briskarov. So a person once told the Briskarov, "I'm not feeling well, and my doctor say I need to eat on Tisha B'Av, but I hope to make it, and I do intend to fast." So the Briskarov responded, "Don't forget Kabbalah Tanis Erev Tisha B'Av by Mincha." And the person was taken aback, and the Briskarov said, "You're ill, your doctor said you need to eat, so you don't have Tisha B'Av. For you, it's a Tanis Yochid, and a Tanis Yochid Tzarich Kabbalah Tanis V'Erev Tisha B'Av." So I think Reb Chaim wouldn't agree with the Chassam Sofer. I'll tell you something interesting. Nor would the Chassam Sofer Shved agree with him, Rebbe Kiva Eger. Because Rebbe Kiva Eger has a similar tshuva, Madura Kamesimin Chov Dalet, Rebbe Kiva Eger deals with a similar question regarding Yom Kippur. A Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakona that needs to eat on Yom Kippur, could it be Yoda L'Toyra? And Rebbe Kiva Eger has a fascinating analysis, starting off in the tshuva and culminating in the mafteches where there is a hasafa. Tshuva se bekivege kamasim achov dalet. So Rebbe Kivege says, l'choyr if he's eating, how could it be yodah l'toyra? Then Rebbe Kivege says, why not? Every yomtev has kriyas l'toyra. So why would we assume that the kriyas l'toyra in Yom Kippur is associated with a tainus, with a fast? Probably it's associated with Mekroi Kodesh, just like every Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore he could be Oila. However, Mincha he can't be Oila, because Adi Yomem Toivim don't have Kriya Satoira B'Mincha. So obviously the Kriya B'Mincha is associated with fast. And then Pilpul B'Toch Pilpul, but if it's Yom Kippur Shechani is B'Shabbos. So every Shabbos by Mincha there's Kriya Satoira, he could be Oila. But Mafti Yoyne, he can't be Oila, because Shabbos B'Mincha, there is no Haftorah. So Rebbe Kiva Eger assumes, can't be Oila. So on one hand, Reb Chaim Brisker would disagree with the Chassam Sofer, because according to Reb Chaim, he doesn't have to limit his eating at all. But Reb Chaim Brisker still could agree with the Psak of the Chassam Sofer because of the other two Svaras. But Rebbe Kiva Eger totally disagrees with the Psak of the Chassam Sofer, because all three Svaras of the Chassam Sofer would apply to Yom Kippur as well. And Yom Kippur would be a Kal Vachomer, because Yom Kippur, even if you don't fast, this is the day. This is Shabbos Shabbosin. This is Keitz Mechilas Licha VeKapora LaKol Yisrael. I'm quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah. And Yom Kippur, we definitely have Chamishu Inuyim, Yisra Chitza Sicha Ne'ilas HaSandal V'chulei. And Yom Kippur, we need to eat Pochois Mekeshio. So all three Svaras of the Chassam Sofer would apply to Yom Kippur. And nevertheless, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says he cannot be Oila. Those aliyas that are associated with a fast. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his Shuv in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, that because he's an Agea Bedover, he asked his Beis Din. So one could imagine that the Beis Din in Pressburg accepted the ruling of the Chassam Sofer. And I say with a little touch of humor, the Chassam Sofer knew whom to ask, because if he would ask his Shver, he would get a different opinion. So what we see in the Chassam Sofer is, Choyle She'ein B'Sakona She'Tzorach Le'Choyle B'Tisha B'Av. He's not allowed to eat more than is required by his medical condition. Does that mean he needs to eat poches mikashir? I don't think so. We do not find in Hilchas Tisha B'Av poches mikashir. This is a concept we find only in Hilchas Yom Kippurim. If Tisha B'Av would be the same, then it should have been in Hilchas Tisha B'Av as well. Or at least the Shulchan Aruch that Ramo would make a reference in Tav Kuf Nun Daled Ayin Lekaman Tav Reish Yud Ches. And therefore, I think it is quite obvious in the Chassam Sofer, he writes, he cannot eat more than he needs. And if it's enough to drink, he should not eat. But the Chassam Sofer falls short of saying, Pochis Pochis Mekashiyah. And that is why the Maram Shik is a Chiddush B'yeinai. Shuvas Maram Shik Simareish Peites, the Maram Shik says, according to the Chassam Sofer, B'Tisha B'Av, one should eat Pochis Pochis Mekashiyah. I think it's not what the Chassam Sofer says. Pochas Mekashir we find only in Yom HaKippurim and not in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. But we do find in Hilchas Tisha B'Av Pochas Mekashir and the Bi'alocha Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. So the Bi'alocha quotes Pischa Yoylam, that quotes Divrei Nechemia, that quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. In their case, the Psak was even healthy people should eat on Tisha B'Av. In the time of the cholera pandemic. So cholera struck many times in waves. And we find many tshuvas in Sifra Achronim. Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph, we find Rabbi Kiva Eiger's letter. Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav, tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav, Simachov Gimel. Tav Reish Tes was the famous story with Rabbi Saul Salanta that we spoke about 3 weeks ago. Tav Reish Lamed Gimel. And the psak of many gedolim, maybe most of the gedolim was, even healthy people should eat. And that is why the Tzemach Tzedek said, if a healthy person goes to eat, we should give him a psak. Poches, poches, mekashir, debohochi. Loi nekara tanis legamra, varachmona libe boi. So this proves it's a feeling. It's a midas chassidus. After all, the person is healthy. Why would he violate Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? And that is why poches poches mekashir even Tisha B'Av. But in the din of choyle b'Tisha B'Av laniz daiti lokid divrei maram shik, we do not find the concept of poches poches mekashir. So why paskin before Shavuos Betames that people that are feeling well could fast? And some people ask me, how could I paskin against the Mogen Avraham? Mogen Avraham Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Kotten Beis writes, Ho inne in our days, ein onu noyagim lis anis kal b'shaas adeva. De menusahu shekoilit shinui hu avia. V'ayin yoredeya shin ayin dalet, sofsim shin ayin dalet. So the Mogen Avraham says, one should not fast in times of an epidemic, of a megapha. Because if one would fast, he is more apt to develop the disease. And based on that, Mogen Avraham, many Gedolim throughout the ages pasken that even healthy people should eat and drink. So my argument is this. The Mogen Avraham stresses, Hu idne, in our days, we don't fast on Yom Kippur. Because experience proves, koilet shinui hu avia. And I ask a very poshut and very fundamental question. So does the Mogen Avraham disagree with the Mishnah in Masechet Tanis and the Gemara in Tanis Chof Beis? Well, the Mishnah says if there's dever bi'ir, if an epidemic, a plague struck the ear, every person in the city needs to fast. So they did fast in the time of a plague. That's in the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. Even Amayruam can't be choylek on the Mishnah. Could the Mogen Avraham? So I think the Mogen Avraham stresses Hu Idne in our days, because that's what experience proves. And I could suggest two different interpretations of the Mogen Avraham. Number one, just like Chazal say, Ein lecho elo shoifet shebiyomecho, Shmuel bedoyrei ki yiftach bedoyrei, Lahavdil, the same would apply to doctors. Ein lecho elo divrei haroifim shebiyomecho. So in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rishonim, the medical opinion was that you could fast in times of an epidemic and it won't be detrimental to your health or won't put your life in jeopardy. But our doctors say it would, and therefore we need to follow our medical advice. The second approach would be, maybe in the times of yore it was not dangerous, and today it is. Maybe we're dealing with a different epidemic. There are many different forms of epidemics, of plagues. And maybe those plagues, fasting, did not jeopardize your life, but these do. Sometimes the same virus mutates. Yesh oimrim, that even the coronavirus, that is still a little baby who was barely born just a few months ago, already has different mutations. I don't know, but some argue that that is the Metzias. So maybe the Dever in the days of the Mishnah, fasting, did not put your life in danger. But our doctors say that it does. If that is the understanding of the Mogen Avraham, I say, well, our doctors today say the same as they said for 2,000 years, from the Mishnah till the Shulchan Aruch. Fasting would not put your life in jeopardy. So I explained many times, cholera is a disease that attacks the digestive system. And patients with cholera have terrible diarrhea. And the cause of death is dehydration. So it should be no wonder why in the days of cholera, many Rabbonim Paskin, even healthy people, should eat and drink. It was not unanimous. The Reishis Bikurim was against the Psak. Zeche Yehoisef was against. But that was the general opinion of most Gedolim. Corona is different than cholera. Corona attacks primarily the pulmonary system and many other systems in your body. So the danger with corona is a compromised immune system. And that is why people that are in chemotherapy, elderly people, are in a high-risk bracket. So most of the professionals I trust and I consult feel fasting one day would not compromise your immune system. Masim b'chol yom, that people are invited to the hospital to have surgery in the morning and they're told you need to fast 8 hours earlier. So from 10 o'clock, don't eat, don't drink, and they get in the hospital in the morning and they wait and wait and wait. And another hour passes and another hour, and the doctors don't say, what's going to happen with this person's immune system? So I know, if you look for stuff on the internet, this is the info age. You could find crazy ideas that are expounded by people who have very prestigious titles, PhD, and all those other letters that I don't even know what to make of. But common sense prevails, and the doctors that I consult and my little common sense, I don't think fasting one day would compromise your immune system, and therefore, just like the Mogen Avraham said in his day, this is the medical opinion of our time, and this is what we need to follow. I say the same. And it's not that I disagree with the Mogen Avraham. I think the Mogen Avraham would have a different opinion, because his basic argument is either we need to follow what doctors say today, or maybe things have changed. So maybe things have changed once again. I also argue that the kavana of the Mogen Avraham, and this is what I was medayik from the Beir Heitev on the spot, from the Berkei Yosef, from the Shaar HaTshuva, and primarily Zeche Yehosef Semen Reish Yud Gimel. All the Mogen Avraham means to say is that Bezmaneinu Ein Anu Goizrim Tanas Tzibur B'Shas Adeva, even though in the days of the Mishnah, when a pandemic struck or an epidemic struck, there were goizetanis and the entire community needed to fast, we are no longer goizetanis. But the Mogen Avraham doesn't mean to say that the taniyos hakvuim zeichel achorma bias wouldn't apply. That is beyond what the Mogen Avraham argues. So the sakona might be a very minimal one, and therefore we're not goizetanis, but we do not do away with Tisha B'Av or Shavosar B'Tamis. And that is why I feel, in our day and age, this is the medical advice, and therefore one could fast. Chsam Soifa, Tov Kuf Tzadik Vav, Chelek Vav Simen Chav Gimel, Chsam Soifa says, we need to consult the doctors. If a person stays at home, is his life still in danger? Could he fast? Then he should fast and stay at home. You don't need to go to shul. But if the doctors say, even when you're at home, your life might be in jeopardy, then he should eat. Maram Shik, the tshuva I quoted before, Simen Reish Peites, once again, outbreak of cholera. I think that was Tov Reish Lamed Gimel. I'm not sure. Maram Shik says, Hu ikar godol binyonem u'elu lishol bedas harofim v'linoy kidivreyam. And he quotes his Rebbe, the Chsam Soifer. So both the Chsam Soifer and the Maram Shik say, ask the doctors. And that is what we should do today. So, thousands, tens of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands, fasted on Shavuos HaBetamos. And there was no indication that there was a spike in numbers, either of newly infected people or of severely ill people. Obviously, the fast had no effect on the numbers of COVID patients. And that proves my argument as being correct, that fasting would not diminish your chances. And therefore, I think those that feel well could fast on Tisha B'Av. Those that are ill, that have symptoms, should not fast. Those that tested positive, I also think they should not fast. But maybe they should eat lishiurim, like the Mishneh Berurah and the Tzemach Tzedek regarding healthy people. Because by pure halachic definition, you're not ill. The fact you do tested positive doesn't mean you're ill. A chola, by halachic definition, is a chola shenofel mishkav, or chola kol gufoy. Thousands of people are asymptomatic. Yes, they carry the virus, but that doesn't mean they're ill. On the other hand, sometimes you carry the virus a few days and then suddenly you break down and you come down with symptoms, and sometimes they're severe and they develop and deteriorate very rapidly. And therefore, I think anybody that tested positive should not fast. But in that case, I would recommend shiurim. And if he is a choyla, there is no din of shiurim, as I explained before. So this is once again my opinion why I think that healthy people could fast, unlike the Megan of Rome's recommendation on Psak, that Bismana Magefa ain onu misanim klal. As I explained, what he means is ain goyiz remtanas. Argument number three, the Megan of Rome refers to a plague as defined in halacha. And the definition of an epidemic in halacha is ir sheyesh b'chomish meyos ragli. Out of a population of 500 nefashos, not 500 families, but 500 people, if three people died in three consecutive days, that is an epidemic. Baruch Hashem, we are thousands of miles away, very far from that horrific number. Three out of 500 means approximately 7%, and 3 days perished. That's a horrendous number. We're far from that. So it is in that case of epidemic, with those percentage points, that the Megillat Yom Kippur says one should not fast. So for three different reasons, I think the Megillat Yom Kippur isn't relevant, and my psak is, if you're doing fine, if you're feeling well, you did not get the disease, you definitely could fast, and fasting would not diminish your chances at all. So we spoke about a very relevant question regarding Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and I just want to share one more thought with you before this painful, profoundly sad day, Tisha B'Av. Golus and Geula are essential in Yiddishkeit. On one hand, we have the mitzvah to rejoice and Shalosh HaGolem. Shalosh HaGolem remind us our days of glory. In the Beis HaMikdash, Shalosh HaGolem are all a zecher liYetzias Mitzrayim, each of them being a zecher to another stage of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Shalosh HaGolem, we had the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel, when tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews came from near and from far, making their way to Yerushalayim. On the other hand, we have Tikkunos HaNeviim, 4 fast days associated with Churban HaBayis. So a Jew remembers his days of glory. He also remembers his days of destruction and devastation and sorrow and pain. On one hand, we have many halachas and many anhogim, which are zecher l'churban. On the other hand, we have as many halachas and anhogim, which are zecher l'migdash. Yes, zecher l'churban on one hand, zecher l'migdash on the other. There's a beautiful word from the Imre Emes, the Gerer Rebbe. The Mishnah Sukkah Memalof Amidalof, the Mishnah says, Hitken Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehei lulav nitel b'medina kol shiva zecher l'migdash. Yom Henef Kuloy Osu means second day Pesach. In the days of yore, Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash HaRikayim, when we brought Kor Moimar, that was Matir Chodosh. Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Chorov, Chodosh should be Mutar B'Yaloi Seshacha. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, all day is also. Why? Meher Yabona Beis HaMikdash. Maybe next year we will have a Beis HaMikdash. And people will think, even before you brought the Korban Moimar, Chodesh is Mutar. So the Imre Emes writes, why did these two Tekonas come in the very same Mishnah? So the Imre Emes said, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted, and he was Metaken, Lulav Nitl B'Medina Kol Shuva Mishim Zeichel HaMikdash, people were heartbroken. And they said to each other, obviously the Tzaddik knows that we were going to be waiting a long, long time for Mashiach. And that is why he's concerned. We might forget the Beis Mikdash, and he was Metakan Zeichel HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to encourage the people, and he said, Shei, Yoyim Henef Kuloyosa, Meheri Yabona Beis HaMikdash. And maybe next year, we will have the Beis HaMikdash. So yes, Zeichel HaChorim on one hand, Zeichel HaMikdash on the other, Shalosh HaGolam on one hand, and Dalet Tzimis on the other. Leila Seder is a night that is kol kuloi cheirus, but nevertheless, we have a Zeichel HaAvdus as well. Yes, we drink Dalet Koises Keneged Dalet Lishon Eshar Gola, and we eat matzah, and we eat Behesayva, Kederach Melochim. But we don't forget to eat Moroi, Zech Levi Moroi Luas Chiyayim. And we also eat an egg, and that's a minag, because the egg is Machal Avelus. On the other hand, Tisha B'Av is Kulei Avelus. But we have a Zech HaMikdash, and a Zech HaGeulah. We don't say Tachlon on Tisha B'Av, because Ikrei Moyed, Sefer Kolboi Simesamech Beis, Sefer Amichtam Tanis, Daf Lamed, bring an amazing minag. Tisha B'Av afternoon, women rinse their hair, their heads. And why is that? Because Chazal say that Moshiach Tzidkenu will be born on Tisha B'Av. So that is an expression of faith, of hope, of emunah, of betochen, of Tzipiyah Yeshua. So Tisha B'Av is a dreadful day of mourning, but we also want to make a Zeichel LeGeulah. In many Sephardic communities, there's a minhag Tisha B'Av afternoon, the women clean the house. They do what we call sponja. And that is once again, Zeichel, Zeichel LeGeulah. And an expression of our hope, we believe, Afal Pi She'yis Mameyem Kol Ze'achak Eloi B'Chol Yoyim She'yavoy. So hope and despair are part of the Jewish story. Many times I said a Jew never lives the present, because throughout our history the present usually was too painful to focus on, too troubling, too worrisome. So the Jew always looked back at his glorious past, and he derived the strength and the courage while his eyes are fixed on the horizon to the east, waiting for sunrise, waiting for his magnificent future, Bebias Moshiach Tzidkenu. That's how we travel through Golos. In Bchoris Daf Chesamid Beis, there's a lengthy story discussion that transpired between Sabbat the Beyatuna and Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. And at some stage they bring him two eggs. One is from a black hen and the other from a white hen. And the Marsha explains, takes 21 days for an egg to develop till it hatches. The black hen indicates the 21 days from Shavuos Bet Hamas to Tisha B'Av, which are days of mourning and Midas Adin. The white egg symbolizes the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah, which are days of Rachamim. So the black color is Midas Adin. White indicates Rachamim. Im yochat oichem kishoni, kesheleg yalabinu. Black and white. Zechel Chum, Zechel HaMikdash, Sholosh HaGolam, and Dalet Tzimis. That is the Jewish story encapsulated. Bekitzu. Shuv Pamachas Hoya Oilen Li Yerushalayim. Rebbe Akiva and his great Chaverim. And when they come close to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, V'ra'u Shu'al Yoitzim Ben Kodesh HaKodeshim, Etchilu Hem Boichen, Rebbe Akiva Metzachik. And they are taken aback and they ask, Akiva Lamo Atu Metzachik, how could you laugh? And Rebbe Akiva says, why do you cry? Mokem Shekosa V'azar HaKorav Yumas V'achshav Shualim Elchu B'Avelo Nifke. Rebbe Akiva says, Lekach Ani Metzachik. Lekach. For that very same reason, what brings you to tears and to despair brings me happiness and hope. And then Rebbe Akiva explains, the nevuas of Oiru HaKoyin and Zechariah ben Yeverachyahu. And the Maharal and Sefer HaNetzach explains that the glory of every Geula is directly dependent on the depth of the galus that precedes it. Bayis Sheni was greater than Bayis Rishon was greater than Bayis Sheni because Galus Mitzrayim was 400 years and Galus Bavel was merely 70 years. So the Maharal writes, we could imagine how glorious, how magnificent will be the Geula Asid after 2,000 years in Galus. So Rebbe Kiva says, Lekach ani mitzachei. Rebbe Kiva is the one that sees the radiant glow of Geula emanating from the depths of despair and chashkus hagolus. And he says, Lekach ani mitzachei. Minig Ashkenaz and Tisha B'Av, we say many kinnas. Before we say the last kinnah, the last lamentation, we rise. We rise from the floor and we say, Elitzion ve'oreo, kemo isha bitzireo. Did you ever think of it? Kemo isha bitzireo? So Golas Mitzrayim resembles labor pain. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to say, kemo isha ba'ovdan yeladeya? No. So labor is painful. I don't know exactly how painful. I never experienced labor. But our wives and daughters and mothers did. And sometimes women cry out in pain when they're in labor. But woe is to the woman that never experienced labor pain. Because it is out of this tumult and pain that we have the greatest joy the world has to offer. It is out of this pain that we have babies and children and we live on in them. And that is Golas Yisrael, like labor pain. And we firmly believe that the entire Golos is a mafteach shel geulo. Elitzion ve'oreha kemo isha bitzireha. One of the Shiva Dinachemten, in another few weeks we will read the Haftorah. Ke ish asher imote nachameno anochi menachemchem. And the Malbim has an amazing interpretation. So the Malbim says, children are sitting shiva on the demise of their mother. And suddenly, the door opens, and their mother walks in. She looks at them in shock, and she asks, what is this all about? Why are you in mourning? Why are you sitting on the floor? And they are shocked 10 times as much, and they say, Ima, mother, we're sitting for you. You died. And she said, you're insane. Get up immediately. Here I am. That is what will happen. Bekorav b'yameinu. Ki ish asher imo tenachameno, anochi menachemchem. When time will come. We will finally understand that the entire Golos was a mirage, a facade, like a dream. And all the Golos was a mafteach shel geulo. And some revi'ivet some chamishi, tsoima asit shvi'ivet tsoima asiri, Yehule Beis Yehuda, L'sosayin, U'l'simcha, U'l'moyadim toivim. Have a beautiful and wonderful Tisha B'Av. Let us hope it'll be a beautiful and wonderful Tisha B'Av, because Yeshua Hashem keherafayin. And this coming Tisha B'Av in another 2 days should be L'sosayin, U'l'simcha, U'l'moyadim toivim, B'mheiro v'yomeinu, Amen.